Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you're having had a wonderful and a restful weekend, even in the midst of the trial and the spiritual battle that we're in, and this global pandemic that the world is battling. In the midst of it, I know the Lord wants us to be able to draw near to Him. I mean, I think we talked about it on the program a number of times, but others as well in the church have reminded us that in some ways this quarantine, it's a challenge, it's difficult. We've got lots of pressures on us, jobs, career, all kinds of things are pressing in on us. But at the same time, it's an opportunity to get off the treadmill a bit and to be able to draw closer to the Lord, to kind of be still and know that I'm God, and to allow the Lord to kind of reset in us our surrender to Him, our relationship with Him, our confidence in Him. I mean, one of the things we're getting in the readings these days, we'll begin to touch on today, is the ongoing story of the unfolding of the church in the Acts of the Apostles. Very inspiring and very instructive at the same time, but also the beautiful day after day we're getting excerpts from John's Gospel, Jesus' final conversations with the brothers, the Last Supper discourse, which is profound revelation of the heart of Jesus and words that are meant to give you and me consolation today. One of the most important things the Holy Spirit does to us is to give us comfort and to strengthen us. And the Holy Spirit comforts us by confirming the presence of a loving Father in our lives, that our heart cries out, like Romans chapter 8 says so beautifully, that the Spirit of God that we've been given speaks to our spirit and helping us proclaim and giving confirming faith and trust and confidence, gives us a revelation really in faith of the presence of God the Father and that we're children of God. It gives us faith conviction that we have a living relationship with a living God, and God is near and God is close and God is a loving Father. And so our hearts cry out. The Holy Spirit wants to help us touch that within us. Each and every one of us who have been baptized into Christ is a temple of the Holy Spirit. As St. Paul asks us in 1 Corinthians, I think 2 Corinthians, do you not realize that Jesus Christ lives in you? Do you not realize that God dwells in you, that you're a temple of the Holy Spirit? This is a life-changing, radical, transformational, and can be experiential transformational reality for us, precisely at a time like the one we're moving through right now. This is a time that's filled, as we've talked about over the last few weeks, necessarily is a battle against fear, against the battle against mortality, the tyrant of mortality that stalks the human race, the darkness of death, the fear of the unknown. And so what rises in us is it destabilizes us and fills us with anxiety and fear. And in the face of it, we hear the words of Jesus saying to us, don't be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of anything, or even have no anxiety about anything. Now, those words seem at a time like this completely unrealistic. Like, come on, Lord, have no anxiety? It's constant. It's everywhere. But Jesus is saying to us precisely, this is an intensification of the battle that goes on all the time in a fallen world, in a world that resists God, where the kingdom of darkness still is present and still wields the power of death to intimidate, to enslave, to fill people with fear. And Jesus said, I've given you my spirit. And how did we receive the Holy Spirit? We received it from, you know, as Peter said on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out, he said, what you're seeing is the fulfillment of the prophetic words of Joel and other prophets in the Old Testament, foretelling the coming of the promise of God, the promise of the Father, the promise of the Holy Spirit, that the life, death, passion, resurrection of Jesus, and ascension into glory, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, is a revelation that Jesus in his human flesh has sat down at the right hand of the Father in glory. And the Spirit that is eternally with the Father and the Son is poured out. And it's that Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. It's that Spirit that comforted Jesus in trial. And it's that Spirit that's been given to you and given to me. It's real. It's not just a thought. It's not just an academic or a theological principle. It's not just something we check off that we learn. It's a living person. And it's by the gift of the Spirit that the Father, Son, and Spirit are present within us. And Jesus promised us that he would give the Holy Spirit and that the Holy Spirit would give us power to live a different way of life. And it's the Holy Spirit that gives us the anointing, the strength, the power, the inspiration to be able to step into the commands of Jesus and to receive his promises. So when Jesus said, don't be anxious about anything, it's not unrealistic at all. It's coming from someone who knows and understands what he's given to us. And so he's saying, draw close to me. Friends, if we live on the surface in the busyness of daily life and we are taking in lots of the anxiety of the world and all the troubles in politics and all the troubles in the economy and living with that worldly anxiety that is meant really to enslave people and to take away the peace that's present, we have to make a decision and say, Lord, okay, I'm going to make the most of this time. Why? Because I trust you. And I know you're shepherding me, you're leading me, and I know I'm not alone. And I'm not fighting this on my own resources. You're with me. You're the most precious, the gift you've given me in the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. I receive it, Jesus. I receive the Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me now. And take time of quiet, brothers and sisters, each day. And if you're home with little kids and moms, dads, both working and trying to make it all go, dads, I want to encourage you. Moms, I want to encourage you. Fight for each other to get some quiet time alone each day, even if it's just 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour, whatever you can do to just find a place of solitude and silence. Take up God's word, these beautiful passages that are coming to us each day in the liturgy, and understand that Jesus is speaking to you. The apostles are speaking to you just like they were speaking to one another and as Jesus was speaking to them, to the apostles. And the promises and the reality of what they're experiencing is what you've inherited. It's so important for you to experience the comfort and the consolation of the Holy Spirit communicating to you the total dedication and love that Jesus and the Father have for you. And no matter what trial you come up against, the Lord is with you. So today, for example, here we are in the Acts of the Apostles. St. Paul is in Ephesus, and it says he found some disciples. And one of the things he asked them is, disciples of Jesus, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers? And they surprisingly respond to him and says, we've never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. He said, well, then how were you baptized? They replied, with the baptism of John. And Paul said, John, let me tell you, John baptized with a baptism of repentance, and that was a good thing, preparing the way for the coming of the Lord, of Jesus. He went on to say, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus. It says, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So Paul baptized them, and when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues, and they prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 men. So Paul's expectation is when he comes upon a disciple and a believer, I don't know what he saw in them in the moment, but he asked them the fundamental question, did you receive the Holy Spirit? And he expected them to be able to answer, not that they were just baptized in water, but that they knew experientially, in faith, the experience what Jesus said would happen. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. So Paul knew he could appeal to that question. He could ask them, did you experience the Spirit? Did you receive the Holy Spirit? And they said, no, we don't know what you're talking about. So Paul then says, what you need now is to be baptized in the name of Jesus so that you can have your sins forgiven and that you can be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is exactly what Peter said on the day of Pentecost. And then the Holy Spirit was manifest. They spoke in tongues, a prayer language that God gives us. It's a spiritual gift that we can receive. This is something you can ask Jesus about in this time of quiet in the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me understand what gifts I've been given. I want all the gifts you have for me, you've given to me in baptism and confirmation, to be open, to function in my life. Whatever you desire, Lord, I welcome it and I want to go for it. And of course, the beautiful next line, then Paul went to enter the synagogue, and for 3 months he debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. So Paul was anointed by the Spirit to talk about the kingdom, God's kingdom that came in the person of the King, King Jesus. And the Holy Spirit revealed to Paul and reveals to us the reality of Jesus's kingship and that he's Lord of all and that he reigns. And then, of course, the gospel. The last couple of minutes here, I just want to read it. It's so beautiful. The disciples said to Jesus, now you're talking plainly to us and not in a figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything, Lord, that you do not need to have anyone question you. And this is from chapter 16 of John's gospel. And Jesus told the apostles a great deal in that chapter about the gift of the Holy Spirit and why it'd be better that Jesus would go so that they could receive the Spirit. He said, Jesus answered them, do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. Jesus is talking about the betrayal and the brothers on the night that he's arrested. They scattered. They followed at a distance. But Jesus said this, but I'm not alone because the Father is with me. I've told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world. Jesus died the most horrific death you can think of. And he died alone on a cross. Falsely accused, stripped naked, abandoned, all the rest. Mary and John and Mary were there at the end. But everybody else abandoned him. And Jesus realized, he told them, I'm not alone. And when he hung on a cross, on that cross, he knew the Father was with him. Even though he experienced humanly like the abandonment of the Father, he trusted the love of the Father. And therefore, he conquered the world's dominance over its attempt to have a rule and reign over Jesus the way it does other human hearts. Difficulties, troubles, trials cause us to be afraid and to feel like we're alone and we're losing control and we're going to get hurt or we're going to be abandoned or things aren't going to work out. And Jesus said, in this world, don't be surprised when those troubles come. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to take courage. I want you to have a strong heart that comes from confidence and trust in God and a healthy fear of the Lord that the King of Kings, the mighty God, the holy God is with you and what he says to you is true. And he says, I've conquered the world. And if you even suffer briefly for a time, life is so short. My hand is on you. I'm in you. I'm leading you. I will never abandon you. So let's, friends, in the context of this trial, let's draw near to him. Let's entrust ourselves to him. Let's open ourselves more to the power of the Holy Spirit to give us the experience and the confidence that we're children of God and God is with us right to the end. God bless you, friends. I hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.